Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lee Richard. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Grich reaches second base with a double. Bumbrey scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is hit by the pitch. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Downing. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grich strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards the mound. McNally catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bumbry hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Dave Johnson now pitching. Tony Muser pinch hits for Ron Santo. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hood now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards first. Powell catches it and steps on first to double up Downing. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The slide. Hermann applies the tag. Blair is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 3 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field. Blair picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blair. Richard scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. Melton moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Grant Jackson now pitching. Hugh Yancey pinch hits for Tony Muser. Hugh Yancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yancey bunts between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yancey for the out. Downing moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to third. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Downing scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.